Good afternoon, Vibug members. Today I'd like to talk about a streaming internet radio app that I've been using since the Braille Note Apex came out. First started using this on the Apex, and now that I have my iPhone, I'm now using it on the phone. And the app is called OO Tunes, and that's spelled capital OO, capital Tunes. And that's how it's listed in the App Store. It's $4.99. And the nice thing about this app, even though it's a paid app, you don't need to create a username or a password. You certainly can do that, but it's not necessary to use the app. You're able to add favorites, do everything else that a user with a username and password would be able to do. As long as you have paid the $4.99 to purchase the app, you have the same access as anyone else. So I'm going to open the app. And the first thing at the top of the screen is help and suggestions. Help and suggestions, that contains helpful articles that may be of interest. You can also contact the app developer. And the app developer is only available via email. There is no phone number to contact them through. I have found that if I've had to email the app developer, they're pretty responsive. They usually get back to me within a week, sometimes a lot quicker.
Home. Now playing.
Now playing, that if you double tap on that, that's just going to give you what's currently playing right now.
Stations button.
Okay, I'm going to double tap on stations.
Stations. Search stations button.
You have a couple options here when you double tap on stations. You can either search for a station if you know what you're looking for, or if you want to browse stations from a particular city or state, you can choose the browse. I'm going to start off with doing a search.
Search field. Search field is editing. Enter a search. Character mode. Insertion point at start.
And this is just your standard text field. You can use any input method you wish. Braille displays, Braille screen input, dictation, any method you would normally use on your iPhone, you can use in this search field. And you can pretty much search any criteria into this field. You can search by a particular city. You can search by a particular genre within a specific state. Or if you know the exact name of the station that you're looking for, you can search that. So just for today's search, I'm going to search for the NPR station in my area. So I'm going to type in NPR Cleveland, Ohio.
And P-R space C-L-E-V-E-N-D space A-I-O.
And once you enter in search criteria, you can simply hit enter.
NPR Cleveland, Ohio. Save search to favorites button.
Once you've entered in a search, you can also save that search to favorites.
90.3 FM WCPN 90.3 NPR 64K The Sound of Ideas. All Day Brain, 90.3 FM WCPN.
And you'll notice when I did that search, it immediately brought up the name of the station that currently plays NPR for Cleveland. And I chose NPR only because that's a relatively safe genre. You're not going to get any rap or inappropriate content. So I'm going to, and in order to play a station, you'll simply double tap on it. So I'm going to double tap just to show you.
90 point back button. These are uncertain economic.
And I'll go ahead and stop that. And you'll notice at the top of the screen, you have a back button. And an important thing to note here with this app is that the two-finger scrub gesture does not work to go back. So you'll need to find and double tap on the back button.
Stream and track information button.
Double tapping on this button, stream and track information, that'll give you more information regarding the stream that you're listening to, and it'll also give you additional information about the track.
WCPN, www.wcpn.org, dimmed.
And you'll also see here that it lists the radio station website. That can be handy, especially if you encounter a station in which the stream no longer plays. There are some stations that may not have been updated in a while, or they've changed their stream. Just having access to that station's website, that can give you enough information to go onto the website to determine if you're able to locate a different stream. And if you are, you can simply email the app developer with that link to the new stream, and he'll be able to update that in the database. Now, sometimes you may encounter a stream that specifically is no longer streaming on the air. And in that case, it would clearly show you on the website. And if you attempt to email the app developer, he will also confirm that that station is no longer streaming on the air.
90.3 FM WCPN 90.3 NPR 64K, the sound device 64 kbps, dimmed.
And this information just gives you more information about the stream.
Mark current stream as a favorite button.
I can mark that as a favorite. I'll go ahead and double tap that.
Mark current stream of fan favorite or into group button.
Okay, now you'll notice that when I double tapped on mark current stream as a favorite, because that was just added to my favorites, I can unfavorite that stream if I don't wish to have it in my favorites, but I'll keep that in there for now.
Skip to previous marker button.
And you have various markers within the stream. You're able to move forward and backward. I personally haven't played too much with that, but you do have the ability to rewind a stream or fast forward through a stream if you choose to.
Skip back 30 seconds button.
And these controls here are for your media player. It's very similar to YouTube in the fact that you can rewind, you can fast forward.
Add a marker at this point button.
You can add a bookmark.
Skip forward 30 seconds button. Skip to next marker button.
Again, you have a button here to skip to previous or next marker.
Adjust playback position 25%. Adjustable. Seek in recording or track. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
And you can adjust the playback position. Again, I have not played with that, but you do have that ability.
Start recording button. Tap to start recording from this point.
And if you're playing a stream that you wish to record, for example, if the stream that you're listening to is playing a particular program that you like, you are able to record that stream and it will show up in your recordings list.
Playback or buffer position, 100%.
Playback or buffer position, you don't need to change anything there.
0, 2, buffer, search streams button.
You can search, and there's a button here to search streams.
Previous item button, stop button.
You do have a stop or a play button. If you double tap on a stream, you do have the ability to stop and play it from the player itself. However, you can still use the standard two-finger double tap gesture to start and stop music.
Next item, but unpause button.
And you do also have an unpause button. So for example, a second ago, I paused the stream, but you do have an unpause button here if you wish to resume listening to the stream that you're listening to.
Help and feedback, but share or bookmark now playing, or find an iTunes or YouTube button.
You also have another way to get to help and feedback. On each stream, there is a help and feedback section, so you don't need to go back to the main screen to get help with a particular stream. You can also share content, or if there's a certain song you like that's playing, you can search for it in iTunes or YouTube directly from OOTunes.
Volume, 81%. Adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
You can also adjust the volume. It's just your standard slider. You can simply swipe up or down to adjust the volume.
AirPlay button.
You can AirPlay if you have a device that supports it.
Tab bar selected. Now back button.
So go ahead and go back to the main search screen now.
Search field, 90.3 FM, clear text button.
And you do have a button to clear text if you wish to perform another search. I'm not going to do that at this point. At this point, I'm going to go back to my favorites and I'll show you how you can search for particular station that you favorited.
Back BDN button. Back search stations, now playing stations, head back button.
And you'll need to go back a few times if coming from the search field.
Now station, favorites, button, favorites, 100.3, edit button.
And here when you double tap on favorites, this will give you a list of all of the stations that you have favorited.
Favorites. Heading.
Unfortunately, there is no quick search in favorites. So if you're looking for a specific station that you favorited, you will need to swipe right until you locate the station that you want to listen to. And the stations are organized by how they appear on the radio dial. Now, this is if you have other internet-only radio streams, the ordering may be different, but if you have stations that you're listening to that are just standard radio stations, you will have them appear as if they were on a regular radio dial. So I'm going to swipe right.
Edit button.
You do have an edit button if you wish to edit your favorites. If you wish to delete multiple favorites, you can do that.
100.1 FM by 100.1 songs to sing along with Shelby, Ohio. 64 WSWR www.my1001fm.
And you'll notice, just like in the search field before, when you voiceover will tell you, it'll tell you the station name, it will give you the website, and it'll also tell you where that station is located. And just like before, you can simply double tap on a favorite to play it, and you'll have access to the same controls that I showed you earlier with the NPR station. All controls are the same, regardless of the stream that you are playing. Now, some streams will, depending on how it's laid out, you may be able to get artist and track information for the current song that is playing. However, there are certain stations that do not support that information. So if you happen to come across a stream that doesn't give you the artist or track information or song information, you'll need to use an alternative source to find out the name of the song, such as asking Siri, using Shazam, or using music recognition control in Control Center. But I would say 95% of the streams that I have encountered do offer the track and artist information for easy access. And you may, one thing I want to show you is I'm going to go ahead and swipe to the right several times. I want to show you what happens when you encounter a bad stream.
101.3 FM Fun 101.3 FM More music, less talk.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and double tap on this stream and I'll show you what happens here.
100 alert. Connection to stream failed.
You'll notice there how it did not start playing. It simply said connection to stream failed. I'm going to swipe right.
Either the stream is down or your connection is bad. If this problem persists and other channels work, please report this one using the button, help and feedback. Okay, button.
And you can simply swipe right to the okay button. The dialogue that pops up, it basically says that either the stream is down or your internet connection may be bad. 95% of the time when you receive that error, it will be because the stream is down, or if the developer updated the stream on the website, but they did not notify the OOTunes app developer, so the most current stream was not updated.
Back button.
And you, when you double tap on OK, you are still brought to that particular stream's page. I'm going to go back to the main screen now.
101.3 back button.
And I'm going to go ahead and go back again.
Back. Help and suggest home now playing favorites recent button.
In addition to having access to your favorites, you do also have the ability to access all of the recent stations that you've played. It's going to show you every single station that you've searched for, that you've played. So this can be a quick way if you know that you've recently listened to a station and you want to go back and favorite it. You can locate that from your recent screen without having to perform another search.
Web browser button.
And you do have the ability to play OOTunes from a web browser. Typically, that is reserved for if you're trying to play OOTunes from a Windows machine, as typically the iOS app for the iPhone and the iPad, or if you still have a note taker such as the Braille Note Apex, you are still able to play OOTunes using the app. But if you want to use OOTunes from Windows, you'll need to use the web browser.
Bookmarks button.
Bookmarks is similar to favorites. I haven't dove too much into bookmarks, but it's very similar to favorites.
Radio roulette button.
Radio Roulette, this feature seems to be broken, unfortunately, at the moment, but it appears that it is, you can select a certain genre and it's going to shuffle different music from that genre. But unfortunately, the few times that I've tried it, the stream either seems to be broken, or if you double tap on a stream, it's not playing what you expect it to. But hopefully they will, the app developer will get that fixed.
Recordings button.
If you've recorded any programs, or if you've recorded any specific streams, if you double tap on recordings, all of your recordings will be available in this section.
Web playlist button.
Web playlist
actions available.
I have not played too much with that, but that relates to if you use it on the web browser.
Settings button.
There are a lot of settings that you can change with OOTunes, but the most important one is if you're on a shared data plan that's not unlimited and you're away from Wi-Fi, you might want to consider turning off the setting to stream using cellular data. If you have that disabled, it's only going to stream when you're on Wi-Fi. So that's one of the main settings that you'll need to change. And I'm going to show you one more thing.
Stations.
So I'm going to go back to stations now.
Actions available. Stations. Search browse stations button.
I showed you before how you could search for a specific station, but you can also, as I mentioned, you can also browse by a specific location. You can browse by genre. So I'll go ahead and double tap on browse.
Browse stations. Back button selected. All genre button. Country button. City button. 4 of 5.
Let's browse by city.
Selected. City. 4 of 5. Search settings button. Now playing. Birmingham AL. Dothan AL.
What you'll notice here is that the cities are listed in alphabetical order by state. So you'll notice when I started swiping right, it's giving me all of the cities in Alabama. Unfortunately, there is no quick way to move. You'll need to, you can do a 3-finger scroll, but unfortunately there's no section index.
Birmingham, Anchorage, AKA, heading, section index, adjust.
Oh, I'm sorry, I lied. Yes, there is. I am sorry.
Down with one finger to adjust the value.
And this is just like you would see in your contacts app or any other app that you can browse by specific letters. So just for fun, I'm going to go down to the M's.
C, so D, F, G, H, I, K, L, M, selected.
Okay, now that I've found the letter that I want, I'm going to swipe right.
Boston, MA.
Let's browse stations out of Boston.
Boston, MA. 100.7 now playing button.
And this is just going to give you all of the stations that are based out of Boston. And again, you find the one you want and you can simply double tap on it to start playing it. And that's pretty much an overview of the app. I'm happy to take any questions if anybody has any.
First, a security issue about the username. Please don't leave that blank. That's just an opportunity for the hackers. Always fill in the username, even if you think you're never going to use it. Second of all, I really like some sort of a timer. Let's say I have a favorite show. It's Tuesdays at 4 p.m. in Chicago. I'd like to be able to tell the app that it will come on automatically at 4 p.m. and play this particular show that I like. Doesn't seem to be a feature in the app to do that. And finally, everybody should be reminded that the station you're listening to is delayed from real time by as much as 2 minutes. So if you're a contest pig like me who's trying to call in and win a prize, the app is not going to help you do that at all.
That's a good point about the stream delay. As far as your second question about telling the app to play a certain show at a specific time, I don't believe there is a feature to do that. If that's something that you're interested in, you can contact the app developer and suggest that they add that. But at this time, that is not a feature that is supported.
You could set up a recurring reminder just to remind you and that to make prompt you to actually load the app. You could do that.
Yes, that's a good point.
I have to go into the app and ask for that particular station every week. It's a nuisance.
Okay, thank you. Kelsey, excellent as usual. Thank you so much.